Where's your books, Rico? Recording? Last week, anybody remember what last week tip was? Anybody remember what last week nugget was? Find your nugget from last week.
Appreciation
is qualification for multiplication. For multiplication, okay? Increase. Amen.
Amen.
When you appreciate, it qualifies you to be multiplied.
Amen.
That's what it is. That was last week's nugget. All right? All right. Let me see what this week's nugget is. All right, let's see where I put it. Amen. This week's nuggets was, it wasn't a nugget. This is a Q&A. And don't look it up while you're in church. We have Matthew and Mark in the Bible, right?
Yes.
Matthew and Mark in the Bible. All right. What was Mark's first name? Let's see how smart y'all are. Y'all thought it was Mark?
I ain't get that part.
She said she ain't get that part. What was Mark's first name? She want three of a multiple choice. Amen. Think about it. Don't look it up. I'm annoyed if you looked it up. Just take a guess and write it down. And at the end, we're going to see if you knew what it was. All right. This is your question for the day. What was Moses' father's name? Do not look Google it. I'm paying attention. If I catch you Googling, I'm going to Google y'all. Do not Google it, Shay. She be sitting off in the cut Googling stuff. Amen. Y'all scholars. Alright. Today's topic is my father is my father.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, my father.
My father.
Is my father.
Is my father.
Amen. Yes, my father. Amen. Is my father.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to make sense to you later, okay? Zoomers, y'all with me? Amen. My father is my father. Go to Proverbs 23 and 24. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pick the young people here today since it's Father's Day. I want to see if they know what they're talking about around here. You got them. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you ready?
Yes, ma'am. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise.
Amen.
He said, you are his children. And he said, what a pleasure it is to have children that are wise. Amen. How many of you, when you sat on the pastor, you became wiser? Amen. That was my husband for 30-something years, so I knew I became wiser. Amen?
Amen.
And I knew some of the things I didn't know before I met him. So after I met him and I began to do these things, because he was a man of wisdom.
Amen.
Great wisdom.
Yes.
Amen? Amen. Just being around him, you was able to absorb the knowledge and wisdom that he had.
Yes.
Was he... Did he have all these degrees? Nope, because he would always say, how can somebody with a GED teach somebody with a college degree? Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
And it made a lot of sense because he had the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. And our fathers, your biological father and the father up above, carries wisdom.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Knowledge. And the Bible says that if you want wisdom,
yes,
you need to go to him and ask.
Yes.
And he'll just pass it out to you.
Yep.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You know why you don't have no wisdom? You don't Right. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know why you don't have no knowledge? You don't ask for it. Mm-hmm. You got to ask for it.
Amen.
He says, seek and ye shall find.
Yes.
Not and the door shall be open.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So whatever you're looking for is what you're going to get.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. If you ain't looking for nothing, you don't get nothing.
That's right.
Nothing from nothing leaves what?
Nothing.
Amen. This is DTM Ministries. And we do what? We break chains one link at a time.
Amen.
We didn't go over that this morning because we have our program, and I say it every week. So you already know we are Breaking Chains Ministry.
Amen.
Amen. So if you want knowledge, you ask for knowledge.
That's right.
Because God said he don't want none of us to be what? Ignorant.
Amen.
He wants us to, knowledge is what?
Power.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The more you know, the better you off you are.
Amen.
I ain't said know it all. Mm-hmm. That's not what I said. Because a child can teach you.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's
amen.
Not what I said. Mm-hmm. I said the more you know, the better off you are.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's power. It empowers you. Amen.
Amen.
To do some things. This week with the flood, I was looking at my insurance policies. Now, power is knowledge. Amen. I'm looking at people say, ain't covered. And I'm saying, how flood insurance ain't covered? Amen. Mm-hmm. And we were discussing it yesterday. As somebody said, you got to read the fine print. Mm. Amen. Lord have mercy. How fine can you get? Mm. Do they read the fine print when they're taking your money?
They,
amen. They just take it. Mm-hmm. Ain't no print. They just take it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. When we define father, what is a father? I'm talking to the young people, to you. Sister Jade already told us what a father is to her. What is a father to you? Don't let the young... Go ahead. Y'all gonna let these older people beat y'all? Amen?
I would say a male that's a safe place that provides stability and, of course, safety. That will help you grow, but also correct you when you're wrong.
Amen. Don't God do that?
Yes.
Yes.
He allowed you to grow. You're going to make mistakes, but he's going to correct you.
Yes.
Amen. That's what a father does. Anybody else have an answer of what a father is? Anybody else? Y'all know why we go through these definitions? Because people don't know. They don't know. They think it's just a man. It ain't just a man. It's just like a mother. Mm-hmm. It's not just a woman. Amen.
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 A father is one who leads by example. He leads by God's example, so his household will be led unto righteousness.
Amen. Anybody on Zoom? I mean, Sister Ashley.
I would say, because a father is not just biological.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I have fathers in my life who are, you know, male figures that mm-hmm. teach and help you grow and are there for you when your real father is not there.
Amen. You have spiritual fathers, huh?
Yes.
And mentors. Amen. As fathers.
Amen.
And those fathers have to be trusted.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Brothers, would you like to expound, any brother, on what a father is? On Zoom? Yes, sir.
I guess, more like a partner.
So amen. Amen.
Who can love you, protect you, and guide you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And guess what? A father can't be a father unless he know how to be one. Huh?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So if he never been a father before and he's trying to be a father, how can he be a father without being taught? Mm. The father.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
The Father.
Yes.
The word father is a male parent, a biological sir, or any male figure who acts, like Sister Ashley said, as a primary caregiver, protector, guardian, and mentor. That is what a father is. Amen.
Amen.
What is a real father? There are many thoughts of what society says a father is. Some people say a father is the one that rap with their pants hanging down and all the chains on their neck. Mm-hmm. But they don't know. That's all they know is a father. Mm-hmm. So that's their father. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That father probably never had a father to teach him how to be a father because he wasn't sitting under the father. A real father, did y'all just get what I said?
Yes.
A real father is going to understand how to be a father because he going to sit under a father that's going to teach him how to be a father.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. A woman cannot teach a boy how to be a man.
Amen. Amen.
Because she's not a man.
That's right. Amen.
She could teach him how to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
A woman could teach a girl how to be a girl, right?
Yes.
Because she a girl. She a woman.
Right.
It is difficult, and I commend fathers who have daughters that they protected and cared for.
Yes.
And raised them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's difficult.
It is.
It's not an easy task. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
It's very difficult. It's hard for a mother mm-hmm. who's trying to raise a son.
Mm-hmm.
Because she is a mother, and she's doing the best she can. Mm-hmm. I ain't taking nothing from her.
Right.
Because some of the fathers are what? Absent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not there. But if the father is able to be in that child's life and he's a male, let him be.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Let him be there.
Amen.
So he could teach his son
how
to be a man.
Yes.
That's why we have so many fathers who are not fathers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take care of their responsibilities. They don't want to be accountable. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
And that's why when they come up and we married them, they don't understand how to be a dad. They don't understand how to be a husband. Because somewhere along the line, that father was absent. Mm-hmm. He could have been right there and still absent. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes there are fathers that are there and still you are fatherless. Because you're not, they're not acting the role. Amen?
Amen.
We choose to be present when we want to be present. They provide, a father provides unconditional love. Consistent guidance. That's why daddy stand at the door when you come home at 12 o'clock at night when he told you to come home at 10. He a man, so he know what men do after 10 o'clock. Some good things, some bad things. Amen?
Amen.
And he want to make sure that you are protected.
Amen.
And you are covered. A good dad don't go get in the bed while their child out all night. And they don't know where they at. Something in that dad is going to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my daughter? Where's my son?
Mm-hmm.
Even though our sons was almost grown, I still would sit up, me and their dad, and say, what time these children supposed to be here? And their dad said, oh, that's just being a young man. But I sit at the door, ready to knuckle up. I sure did. And I wasn't scared to punch him straight back out the door. Because we said, come in here at a certain time. My husband, he was a lion, but his roar was louder than his bite. I was the disciplinarian. He wasn't. He'll, you know, run that mouth, but he wasn't going to do nothing. Not me. I'm going to throw some hands. Because I felt like you disrespecting us.
Yes, yes.
And then we putting food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We paying the lights over your head. Amen. Because that's what we do.
Right.
You're going to do it too. You're going to listen.
Amen.
It's no way I would have a child, whether I'm a father or a mother, that's going to disrespect me. Right. Hit me or do nothing. It's just not. Jesus Christ ain't going to let you hit him. Mm-hmm. Try hitting him if you want to. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. They are not selfish. they make sacrifices. Good parents and good dads make sacrifices. They might well go hang with the friends, shoe pool, and do whatever they do. But if that child need a pair of shoes, mm-hmm. them shoes gonna come first. Mm-hmm. That's a good dad. He's not gonna go party all night and leave his child hungry. But there are attributes that Jesus Christ has offered us. From birth, as a biological parent, Jesus offered us from birth. Amen. As our spiritual parent to love us, to be with us, to care for us, to always be there with us. Let's go to Psalms 27 and 10. You got to have patience with your children. Mm-hmm. But the Bible also say don't provoke them.
Right. Amen.
They have some very provoking parents. Very. My husband was a provoker. He was an agitator. If something go wrong, he going to keep nagging you. He just is. He was an agitator till you get it right.
Yes, he was.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell the truth.
Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Said, your mother and father forsake you. The Lord going to take you up.
Amen.
That's what the King James Bible says. That's the New English Version. I always want to read different versions because people have a different mindset. Mm-hmm. Well, one person may understand, another person may not. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a balance. We have young people in here. I can go these, those, and die. They looking at me like, what is they talking about? Mm-hmm. I got to reach one so they can reach one.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
When your mother and father forsake you, the Lord going to take you up. You know what that mean? He your daddy.
Yes. Amen.
He's been your father all the way. Your mama might have left. Your daddy probably wasn't what he was supposed to be, but God never left you.
That's right.
He took you up. How you think you got where you're at right now? Mm-hmm. On your own? Mm-mm. We don't live on our own. There is a higher power that sustains us. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. He will never forsake you or leave you. Mm-mm. As we look at the message today, some of you may feel that it doesn't matter because you never knew your father. Or maybe he was not the father that was there for you. And he wasn't a role model that you thought he should be. But I believe God wanted me to let you know that you have a father.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Just a little tidbit. My husband lost his mother at 10. He never knew his dad. And a lot of years went by that he tried to find him. He said he had an aunt that knew him and whatever, and he tried to go to her. She wouldn't give him no information. So he searched and he searched and he searched. But he never could find his biological daddy. And one morning he was just in tears. And I was praying for him. He said, I'm so frustrated trying to find my father. Good morning. Praise the Lord, Sister Ashley. Trying to find my father. Know what I told him? I took his hand and I looked in his eyes. And I said, God told me to tell you, he your daddy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because if you never knew him, he wanted to be there for you. Amen. From the day you was born.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that hurt him because he lived in foster after his mother passed. Mm-hmm. There was no relatives that wanted to take them. It was four of them. And he was the black sheep. So they never wanted to be bothered with him. So he went from foster care to foster care. Trying to figure out who he was. And one day he said, you know what? No more trying to figure out who I am. I'm going to try to help other people figure out who they are.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That was a father.
Yes. Yes.
Because if
yes.
you came from not knowing your father, how could you be a father to somebody else? God taught him.
Yes. Amen.
Once he got the revelation that God was his father, he began to be a spiritual father to other people.
Yes, amen.
Because he wanted them to understand that whether or not your father is dead, I'm your spiritual father, and you got a father in heaven that's going to look after you.
Yes.
Remember, our parents only here for a season. I'm going to pass away one day. You're going to pass away one day. Your fathers, your mother, they're going to pass away. But God don't pass away. Somebody got to take care of you after they go.
Yes.
Some of us don't know our fathers, and the parent we do know is gone. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody taking care of you.
Yes.
Somebody looking after you, whether you believe it or not. Every time you step out the door and you come back home, somebody watching you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because so many people don't make it back. When we see each other from week to week, somebody watching you.
Yes.
God covering you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Like a good father do. Because some of us don't make it back. Amen?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a father with good qualities. He has an unconditional presence. He shows up for you every day.
Yes.
He's not the kind of daddy. You ever seen daddies, you call them on the phone, they don't answer. They say they're coming home, they don't make it. They say they're going to send you money, they never get it. But this father here, he want, if you ask him for something, it may not come when you want it. Hey, but you're going, it's going to be what? On time.
Yes, yes.
He going to answer you. Zoom full this morning. He going to answer you. Amen. And he going to make sure he provide for you.
Yes.
He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You his seed. Yes. You are the children of Abraham. You don't have to beg no bread. You don't have to manipulate nothing. All you got to do is request. Because he said, let his requests be made known. Let your requests be made known. Talk to him. And Lord, I need this. I heard an administrator say two of our prayers was answered this week.
Amen.
That she had been praying about it wrestling with. It's going to be right when you need it.
Amen.
When you're at the crossroad, give it to him. There's living water at the crossroad. There's bread of life at the crossroad.
Amen.
Y'all have to remember God's will is known too.
Yes, indeed.
Whether you like it or not, God's will is known too.
Amen.
That's how you get through death. If you don't know, when we go into a hospital room and one of our family members, God told me, he said, stop praying that they make it. Pray my will be done.
Yes.
Stop praying that you don't have a relationship with your father. Pray that my will be done.
Yes.
So I can receive the father that I have.
Yes.
We got to stop looking for happiness in other places. You got it right there.
Amen.
You got all the love you need right there.
Yes.
You got all the hope you need right there. Sometimes you may not. You know why we overlook it? Because we don't want to see that. We want to see what we want to see.
Yes.
We want to understand what we want to understand. But the word of God said, lean not to my own understanding. But it always acknowledge me.
Yes.
And I'm going to direct your path. He says, seek thee first the kingdom. Where Jesus Christ at is your daddy. The kingdom, our Father who joined in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Yes. Thy will be done. You hear that part?
Yes.
Thy will be done.
Yes.
That's the part that we need to remember in every situation you in. With your father, with your mother, with anybody, your mentor, with anybody who's trying to help you. You say, Lord, wherever you got me, I'm using my Ebonics, wherever you got me this morning, Lord, keep me.
Amen.
Work on me. Be with me. Help me. Because I ain't perfect. If you perfect, baby, raise your hand. Because if you do, I'm going to start throwing things. Because I'm not perfect either. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father forgive us.
Yes, he does.
Our parents have forgiven us over and over. I don't know how many bad report cards I brought on. My mama still had to forgive me. I'm not about to sit up here and say I was no straight A student. And one of my worst subjects was English. Amen.
Amen.
Because I might slip off on the left end and start saying all kinds of stuff. One of my, what? So we got to forgive. God forgive us for everything, y'all.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I don't know who I was talking to. I said, you know, we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because you know why? We could do, or how many of y'all been in this situation? And you got to look at this when it comes to your father. They did 100 things right for you. And they may have did one thing wrong for you. Why are we still mad with them? How many hundreds of things you did wrong before God? Amen?
Amen.
I'm taking up for the daddies today. How many horrible things we did before God, and he kept forgiving us. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm still your daddy. Amen?
Amen.
I'm still your father. So if your father did something wrong, maybe they didn't know no better. They was learning how to be a daddy. There's no perfect mother, and there's no perfect father.
Jesus.
You know what a man's man priority is? Providing. That's his main priority. Making sure that you have. So many nights you may not have saw your daddy because you thought he was doing something wrong, but he could have been out there making some money while he was doing wrong to make sure food was on the table. You don't know what it took. My husband would come home with piles of groceries, and I would say, where that came from? He said, don't worry about all that, just eat. I wanted to know where it came from. He didn't say, I don't care where it came from. We about to eat. Go bake that turkey and fry that ham. Let's get it on. They go through things just like us. And God forgave us. So if we in a situation where we have a father that's not doing the things that you think he ought to do, and I don't know why you think that, because you ain't no father.
Amen.
You don't know what he's supposed to be doing. And you don't know what that man been through. We got to forgive them.
Yes.
Take them for where they are. I still got my father. His hair white as this thing right here, but I still got him.
Amen.
I still got my mother.
Amen. Amen.
And I still respect him.
Amen.
I let my mom and daddy get into that. Who did what and who didn't. I don't care about none of that. I care about that I have a father, and he had a father.
Amen.
And he that taught him how to be a father to me.
Amen. Amen.
That's what made sense.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He shows us true fatherhood. He places us as a priority. He puts our needs and he makes that important, our needs important. Go to 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. For his precious blood he shed was bought with a price.
Yes.
Who? Daddies have to give up a lot. They're going to make sure their children eat. They're going to make sure their wife have. They're going to try to make sure the bills paid. I say a father, not a man.
Amen.
Or not an Emmy Jimmy. An Emmy Jimmy is a man that keeps saying, gimme, gimme. That's what Emmy Jimmy is. I'm talking about a real father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's going to make sure. Go to 1 Corinthians 16, 20. He paid a price for you. Amen.
Amen. For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God paid a price when he hung on the cross for you.
Yes, he did.
He said your body is the temple of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He says your reasonable service to live right, to be right, to act right. Every person in here that knows a biological father, you don't want your father to know nothing bad about you.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
When we have a biological father, the reason why we don't share certain things is because we try to hide from our father because it's going to cause them to be disappointed with us. Mm-hmm. It's going to cause them to be upset with us. Mm-hmm. How you think Jesus Christ feels? When you're doing all kind of stuff in front of his face. We take that for granted. You have more respect for an earthly father. Than from, you know what my biggest thing deal is? Not disappoint God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If I fail, I know it's his will. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to try to get up and dust myself off and try again. And ask him to hold my hand.
Amen.
Not just keep falling. Our Father God gives us consistent guidance. Uh-huh. God is a real father. He is our teacher. Provide life lessons. He is our moral compass and emotional support that we need to have to navigate this world system. You thank the world for you if you want. Uh-huh. It ain't. I'm Ebony. It ain't. They don't care if you live or die out there. Mm-hmm. Psalms 32 and 8. I go through scripture because I want people to know I'm not just sitting up here making up stuff. I go in the word of God and I find scripture to support what I'm saying. So you can be taught.
Amen.
The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you.
Ain't that what a good daddy do?
Yes.
Psalms 25 and 9. I think that's 25 and 9.
He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way.
Amen.
If you humble, that's God's way.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
He teach you. He's not going to let you keep doing stuff. He's going to slap your hand.
Yes.
And say, stop.
Yes. Yes.
100%.
He's going to put his hand, he's going to put the right hand of fellowship on you.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father is a safe place for us. He serves as a refuge and a reliable shoulder to cry on, offering protection. He offers security, encouragement when things get tough. Guess what? Even a father cry. Mm-hmm. If you meet a man don't cry, something wrong with him. Mm-hmm. He ain't human. He must be a robot. Because everybody cry.
Amen.
Pastor, as tough as he was with the exterior he was, he shed a tear. And he'll tell you, I cried so much I had none left. Psalms 46 and 1. Every man cry. There's no man born that don't cry. Mm-hmm. The Bible said, but weeping may endure for a night.
But joy
come in the morning.
Amen. Amen.
When you see a man cry, it's from his heart.
Yes.
He just not going to emotionally sob like we with our hormones going left and right. Mm-hmm. He cried because it's something to cry for. Amen.
Amen. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble.
Amen. Amen. Your Father is coming.
Yes, amen.
when you're in a tough spot, talk to God.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't know why we think God don't hear us. He hears. He gonna answer you too.
Amen.
Our Father, even in uncertain times, when we become nervous and anxious, He help us.
Yes.
Philippians 4:6-7. He help us. Even in uncertain times, when we're nervous and we don't know what we're going to do and how things going to work out. You don't know where that money going to come from to make sure the lights stay on. To make sure your child have this or that or the other. God going to make a way.
Amen.
Open your mouth and ask. Ask Him. Say, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make this work for my child. But I'm her daddy. I'm her father. I'm his daddy. I'm his father. And you my father. I need you to help me with this.
Amen.
Because right now my hands tied. I can't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to disturb my child.
Yes.
He gonna make a way.
Mm-hmm.
If he don't make a way, my name ain't Pastor Rising. Mm-hmm. He gonna make a way.
Yes.
That's what he do. He like when you stuck. So he can unstick you. Amen. Philippians 4:6-7.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Be anxious for nothing.
Amen.
Stop rushing. He know what to do. He know how to fix it. He know how to make it work. All of us got something in us where we worry. But the old saying say, if you going to worry, don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
If you going to pray, don't worry.
Right.
I'm learning, y'all. Let me be honest about it. Because I was a worrier. But I constantly reflect on this scripture to help me. I really was. I'll be sitting up and I say, stop doing that. Because he showed me over and over what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, fret not yourself what evil doers. Fret not yourself when things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that this is the trying of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying you. I'm trying to see what you made of. The Lord will test you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He brings a mighty test.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes we pass. Sometimes we fail. Amen?
Amen.
But if we fail, we can count on we're going to take it again. Yes. He don't give up on us like we give up on people. Yes. He going to make sure we take that test over and over till we what?
Pass. Yes. Amen.
That's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal as his children is that we should take on the character of our Father. We should exhibit a source of unconditional love. We should always display our fruit and provide provision, protection, and wisdom for ourselves, our family, and friends, knowing that good character begins with a good heart.
Amen.
That's where your good character comes from. See that sign?
Mm-hmm.
Your character comes from a good heart. If your heart jacked up, your character gonna be jacked up.
Right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel 16:7. Stop looking at the outside of a person.
Amen.
And judging the way they look. Oh, they 6 feet. Lord, she's 36-24. Honey, that hope.
Amen.
That's what you need to be asking God. Show you that hope.
Yeah.
Cause they say in the word of God, out of everything, the heart is the most deceptive.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
First Samuel 16:7.
But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Amen. Amen. You know something? It's sad to say. they can have a young lady who's not so attractive and not so shapely mm-hmm. walk in a place for a job. Mm-hmm. And she have all the degrees, all the intellectual background that she needs to prosper on that job and maintain a good workplace. Mm-hmm. All the good qualities, experience, and everything. She won't get that job. Mm-hmm. And somebody could come in there with long hair, whatever, however way they favor them to look, and get that same job and don't know A from it. Mm-hmm. Don't know A from Z. And get there and mess up. Mm-hmm. Because of the outside appearance. Mm-hmm. Instead of giving it to the person that's most qualified, they give it to the person who they want to qualify. Mm-hmm. 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 And it don't work out. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't judge a book, like the old people say, by its cover. Look in the book and read it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
What's on the pages is what's important. What's on the outside cover is just to get you to look at it. Mm. Am I making sense?
Yes.
That's good. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. This is why Jesus is your father.
Amen.
Okay. It was a little sneaky little guy.
Galatians 5:22-23.
But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things.
Amen. That's why you're a father.
Yes.
Because he displayed all those things, and your DNA should be the fruit of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
If you're not displaying this type of fruit, check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Right.
Every time I think I want to get out of order, I read that. Because I say, Lord, I have your DNA. You my daddy.
Amen.
If you don't act this way like I'm acting, then I can't act this way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Check yourself. We quick to check our fathers and our mothers, and we quick to check people and our loved ones. But check yourself.
Right.
Look in the mirror and see if it makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I hope the people of God has gotten something from the message today. Father, as we go into our next segment, oh God, we are asking you, oh God, to bless this word. Yes. Bless the minds and the people and the knowledge to give it to somebody else. Yes. Let somebody today who is a father that don't understand how to be a father, let the remembrance of this message be a remnant of hope to that person. Yes. We're not here today just for ourselves. We're here today so we can go out and help others.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we love you, we serve you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.